I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Demonstrators gathered in downtown Colorado Springs Saturday in conjunction with a nationwide March for Gun Reform, dubbed March for Our Lives. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, the crowd appeared to number 1,000 or more.
Marchers streamed down Nevada Avenue, holding signs and chanting loudly, calling on elected officials to take action to curb gun violence in America. Among the demonstrators were many children and teenagers, as well as parents, grandparents, and other adults concerned for the safety of children in schools. In a rally at Acacia Park before the march, 14-year-old Alexis Baca addressed the crowd.
"Personally, I'm not afraid of guns. I like to shoot. I want to learn to hunt. But guns like AR-15s being sold to anybody who has the money to buy one is not okay."
Several candidates for statewide and national office also spoke at the rally, urging demonstrators to make their voices heard in this year's midterm elections. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
A fire at the Pueblo Chemical Depot has destroyed two warehouses and damaged a third. Officials say the fire is burning about 4 miles from where chemical weapons are stockpiled, waiting to be destroyed. A spokesman at the facility says there's no danger to the shells, and as of last night, the fire was 90% contained. This is 91.5 KRCC News.